This episode of Okie Podcast is brought to you by Southwest Trading Company. If you have not been to Southwest Trading Company, please go do that right now or after this podcast. But the location for Southwest Trading Company is 1306 East 11th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Southwest Trading Company has so many items from so many different artists, like jewelry, art, blankets, cedar boxes, clothing, collectibles. You name it, they got it. So why not shop at Southwest Trading Company? Go like the Facebook page, follow the Facebook page, to keep up with all new events coming out the store and items. And once again, that location is 1306 East 11th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go check them out and let them know Russ from Okie Podcast sent you. This podcast is brought to you by Native Co. Gallery, an indigenous-owned business. They offer turquoise jewelry, beadwork, pottery, and Pendleton. You can also shop jewelry and Pendleton on their website at www.nativecogallery.com or in-store at 516 West 12th, Ada, Oklahoma. And let them know Russ from Okie Podcast sent you. On this episode, I have a familiar guest, owner of Full Blood Productions and Clothing, Justin McElmore.
Sio, Tohija. How's everybody out there tonight?
He's back. When's the last time you're on here?
Was it November, September of last year?
I think it was November.
Yeah, it was
that
November.
That was before the Qual Laughs.
The Qual Laughs was in August.
Was it?
Has it been that long?
What'd you have going in November?
I had that metal show, that all Native American metal show.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Medicine Horse.
Yeah, Medicine Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dang, was Qual Laughs in August?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yep. It's almost a year.
Almost a year. Yep. Yep. They're definitely wanting us back. We're thinking June 8th, but it may change. That date may change. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Damn. Yeah, and then, you had the Medicine Horse Show at the Shrine.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that went well. And then the one I remember is the first Norman show in February.
Yes.
Yeah.
Resi Jams. Yes.
At the Depot,
Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interrupted by that train.
That was crazy. That was during Jordan's set.
It was. She was like, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going to jump on that train.
Oh, I thought we were going to get plowed into. I was like, oh, what the fuck? What's going on here? Because I remember that. It was just blaring coming down. And I was like, are we safe, Justin? Because I don't have insurance on my stuff. Oh, I didn't even know. Yeah. Well, like, it's called the Depot, but I just honestly, I thought it was maybe inactive or something.
Yeah, I think it's like a museum. I think down in the basement they had...
There's a basement there?
There's a basement there. And They actually moved moonshine is what I was told.
Oh, nice.
Down there and other contraband stuff like that. So That was interesting. That was some nice history there. And it was... this was delivered from New York. That's what Sherry Jackson out of Norman, Oklahoma told me about.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
Well, we were moving HTO there.
Yes. Yeah. Holy crap, man. We couldn't go out. Yeah, we had, I think, about five or six of those suckers. Gallon.
Yeah.
Gallons, and we just moved them all. So, yeah we got them again for this next show coming up. So, hopefully, every show we do, we'll have H2OT for sure.
Man, that tea is amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd never had that tea before, and I was telling her I was like, what is this? And HTO. And I was like, man, I wish we had one here, you know? And she was like, we do. It's on 71st Memorial. And I thought, I mean, I'd driven by there and I thought it was like a
energy tea type of place.
Yeah.
Like where you get your, you know, like to before you work out, like that type of place.
Yeah.
Your pre-workout and stuff. That's what I thought it was. And then we went there and, oh man, it's been, I've been going there like whenever we can, whenever we go down that way.
You sent me
like,
a picture. What's funny is I didn't know there was one down here in Tulsa. I thought you went to Oklahoma City to get it. I was like, golly. Yeah.
Drove all the way down there.
That's some dedication right there. That's some tea.
Loves that tea. No, but yeah, man. Shout out to HTO. Thank you for giving us that those gallons, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to that. Probably more than anything else on Saturday.
That's right. HTO. It's like, screw this comedy show, man. We're going to HTO tea.
Screw what we all we have going this. On. I want HTO.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man.
But yeah, the Norman, the Depot show was a hit. There's a lot of people there. It was a great turnout, mm-hmm. and it was a funny show. Great lineup. And then now, you know, we got the Norman Music Festival happening on the 26th. Well, what is it, Thursday to Sunday?
Yeah, it runs, I believe, Thursday to Sunday, the actual festival itself.
Yeah, the actual festival. Mm-hmm. But the comedy night is April 26th.
Yes.
Yes.
April 26th.
At the Norman Theater.
Sooner Theater. The Sooner Theater.
I don't know why I keep calling it Norman Theater.
Everyone was, and Cepeda's, whenever Cepeda was, he put it on for his future listings, he called it Norman also as well. And I was like, oh, no, it's a Sooner Theater, man. It's beautiful. Absolutely mm-hmm. beautiful. It's definitely older, but it has that nostalgia. Like you're going to a show and like Tombstone.
Oh, really? Watch
that, where they go. Yeah, where it has the red velvet. Yeah. What do they call those? The sceneries. What is that? The I can't talk right now. The curtains, God, dogs, yeah, man, I need some HTOT right now.
Well, I was going to say curtains, but I thought you were going for the whole other word. Steph Curry.
That's right. Yeah, the curtains, red velvet curtains, the sucker's tall, yeah. So, but yeah, it was interesting. I did how I got the opportunity was did the Resi Jam. She really, Sherry Jackson out of Norman, Oklahoma, she really enjoyed how well we did Qual Laughs and did the metal show and then doing Resi Jams. And she gave the opportunity to say, hey, can we hire you for the Norman Music Festival? I was like, oh man, I'm down. Mm-hmm. This will be great. And ultimately it's great for Full Blood and it's a great opportunity and everything. But for the most part, it's great for showcasing these comedians. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I mean, it's a lot of the comedians we have here are not from Norman. We have one from Lawton, which is that would be Israel Goldman. So he's going to come up from Lawton and do his routine, and he's freaking hilarious, guys. But most of all these comedians here are going to travel. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to get them into a new area. Of course, Brandon, he's from Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. but you get what I'm saying. It helps them out with getting more jobs and stuff like that, getting more bookings.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I want to do. I want to help these guys out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very excited. Cepeda Cheeks is going to headline it. We got Brandon Killall, who's going to come on before Cepeda. Then we have Jordan, and then Jordan Jay, and then Rachel Rose before that. They're going to be the four headliners. And then we're going to start off the night. We're going to have Brent, as I call him, Bent Deo. You had to be at Resi Jams to understand that one. And we got Kels Cooper. She's coming from Tulsa. And we have Will Buck and then Israel Goldman. Then we have the legendary Keelan Bearpaw coming out.
So. Leland. No.
That was his twin. With the... I've called him Leland Keelan. I think I called him Trey one time too. So that's Trey over there. Trey. Just told. So I'm glad he forgave me because he's going to do a flying triangle on me or something.
I thought when I first met him, Thomas Longacre introduced me to him, and I thought he was saying Keely. Like from the Lord of the Rings, and yeah. And I think I called him that one time, and he just kind of was like, He never corrected me. And then finally I was like, oh, it's Keelan, because we were friends on Facebook. And I was like, okay, it's not Keely.
That's right.
And then when I saw Leland, it was like, yeah, my twin brother Leland's going to be there, not me, guys.
Oh, man. Awesome. But also a big shout out to Oki Podcast with Russell. He's the one that helps me get these comedians, you know, their names out there, talks with them and stuff. There's a lot of success through these shows that I'm doing is because of Oki Podcast and because of Russell helping me out and knowing people in the industry and everything. So big shout out to you, man. I really appreciate what you do for Native American entertainment.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you're doing what I wanted to do, you know, like just put on shows and get everyone known and, you know, and, but I just didn't know how to, like, I did a few of them, but just to keep it going, because I have so much other stuff going on. And so,
you do, man.
You know, I'm happy to, like, assist you, because when you first hit me up, I was like, oh, man, that's really cool, you know.
It's like, who's this Asian?
who's this, Leland? No. Just Keelan's twin brother hitting me up.
Who's this Kim Jong-un guy here? I was wanting to go to Halloween one time just to play, because I look like him without my glasses. Oh well.
But no, like, you hit me up and I was like, yeah, dude, let me try to help you out as much as I can. And so, I mean, from that first show, was that the Qual Laughs?
That was the Qual Laughs
that I first helped you out with. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, man, hit these guys up and, you know, I think they'll be down, you know, just introduce yourself and get to know each other or whatever. And I mean, from what I heard from that show too, I mean, that was, you treated them very well, you know, and they got to eat and they felt like superstars is from what, you know, a lot of them told me. And, you know, and it was just like, cause I was, you know, how'd the show go? Cause I had to commentate football and I couldn't go. And I was like, you know, how'd the show go? And oh man, it was awesome, man. Justin was cool. And then we had a cake and, you know, we got some shirts and it was just like, we had our own like space in the back, you know, it wasn't like, it just here, go here, you know, mm-hmm. You know, you treat them like people, like entertainers, you know, like superstars, like, and that's what I keep saying. Like, you know, like they're superstars, man. Like mm-hmm. They're funny as hell, man. And, you know, and I'm glad to be able to know them and call them friends or whatever. And just like watch them grow from when I first met them, you know, and, you know, to now, you know, Norman Music Festival, you know. And I never, like, I was telling AJ Harvey, I had him on last week, and I was telling him, like, I've never been to Norman Music Festival, you know. I never really heard much about it, and I asked him, I said, is it like a big huge fest, you know? And he said, oh man, it's gotten so huge now, it's like really like one of the things to do when you're around the city, you mm-hmm. know, around this time. And so, and he said, yeah, man, it's gotten really big from what it used to be. And so, and we're talking about the comedy show and him going on the 27th and everything. And it was just, you know, just talking about the Norman Music Fest and just how excited like he was. And I was like, oh man, well, that makes me more excited, you know, to be there and watch everything and just kind of like, experience that for the first time. Mm-hmm. And being able to with, you know, a lot of friends, you know, a lot of people that I know and mm-hmm. see them kill it and do what they do. So, I mean, you know, thank you for you to, you know, for letting me come along, you know, like to be there, not just film, but then with this, like doing a podcast or.
Yeah, on site.
Whatever it is I decide to do, I might go live. I don't know. You know, I'm still thinking about that, but, you know, it's just taking it all like just excited, you know, kind of nervous, but still it's like, oh man, like everybody's gonna be there kicking it, you know. So
that's right,
it's gonna be a good time and it's exciting. And so, yeah, I mean, when you told me that, I was like, man, Norman Music Fest, it's gonna be a big one.
Yeah,
for Full Blood.
That's right, man. And some of the same stuff that you were talking about with amenities and stuff like that, and food and cakes like stuff like that. We're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. So, yep. So I'm excited. But we got our own T-shirt design. It's okayed. They approved it from Norman Music Festival, and I have the backdrop also approved, and it's going to be our own Full Blood / Quasi. It's a Norman Music Festival and intertwined with Full Blood, the Qual Laughs logo.
Oh, really?
So I'm very excited about it. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. We're bringing back the skull. So yeah, it's going to be a good one. There's going to be 8 on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, no, 9. There's 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 9 of them. So we're going to, the first hour and 15 minutes, you know, we're going to go, you know, there's going to be kind of like a, I guess, how would you call that? A taste, like 7 to 15 minutes time slots.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go one after another so that we can get through the first, you know, first 4 or 5 of them, and then we're going to have like a 10-15 minute break, and then we're going to start our last 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to have 30 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes they're choosing on the last 4. So they can take their time through it or work their way to their punchlines and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, man, I'm excited. This is, I was offered another hour actually on top of this, what we already had.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't need to keep people's attention that long, man. I'm just like, this is going to be tough right here, just what we got here to keep their attention. But it is a free show. That's what's great about this. It's a free show.
Mm-hmm.
It's air conditioning. That's number one. Yeah. Number two, it's air conditioning.
Yeah, right.
but yeah, it's a showcasing is what I like to call it. Mm-hmm. That's what I was told to call it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Norman Music Fest before?
I have a couple of times, yeah.
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 Is it spread out like in different areas, or is it all at the
down Main Street? It's mostly down Main Street.
Is it?
It may have gotten bigger. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a few years since I've been to it. The last time I went to it was like 3 years ago, and it was mainly focused downtown, but man, it's packed out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have vendors on opposite. So they have it down Main Street, then the streets that are attached to Main Street on the sides about half a block over, they have vendors galore on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, I mean, the lines are not that long, but they have everything, art, music, they have their own little stages, but then they have the big stage too for the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if it's raining or something, you guys are at the Norman Music Festival, come on inside. It's nice and dry in the Sooner Theater.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, I kind of think of like Mayfest when I think of this too. Norman Music Fest.
I have not been to Mayfest since I've lived in Tulsa.
I thought you were going to say you've never been to Mayfest.
Yeah, I went there. Well, but yeah, doors open at 7 and show starts at 8 right on the button, and then we're going to 11. So, but yeah. Definitely. I'm excited. This is a big show. It's a sponsored show. And I'm just glad to have the opportunity to showcase everybody. And you guys going to do a podcast. I mean, well, whatever you're going to do, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just a surprise. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Right on, man.
Yeah. I'm excited for that, man. Like you said, free show. People's been asking me, and I'm like, pretty sure it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to look at the flyer, and I'm like, yeah, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down, man. It's a free show. Forget about all things going on, your job, you know, your bills, you know, some of y'all pay taxes. Forget about that. Come and laugh it up at the Norman Music Festival comedy show by Full Blood over here.
Yes. And it's also hosted by Lanice Belcher, who is actually my sister, but she is very versed in whatever she does. She's learning to be a pilot right now, but she's also done some, she's went to OCU on a full ride to play the bassoon. So, and public speaking as well. She's done, some acting, modeling. So I wanted her to come out here and showcase what she can do for sure. So I'm excited to have her out there and a part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I thought, Israel was hosting it. But no, he's just a comedian.
Yeah, he's just a comedian. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I can't wait to hear that E.T. bit that he has. Have you seen that one?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to let you. I'm not going to spoil it, but you guys come on out to see that bit, man. It's freaking hilarious.
Spoil it right now. No, spoil- I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, yeah, I'm excited because, I mean, let me look at that. Let me cheat real quick.
Uh-oh.
Because because I haven't seen Israel perform. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much I've seen everyone perform.
Well, Keelan's the one that suggested him, and then me and him start rapping, start talking and stuff like that. And he showed me some stuff, and I was like, yeah, you're on, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Israel. He's a new one. Mm-hmm. And then seeing your sister host it. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, man. So you said from 7 to 11. Yeah. Doors open at 7, starts at 8, mm-hmm. go to 11. They want to give you another hour.
They want to give another hour on top of that. And I'm like, man, we're going to have some like Cirque du Soleil stuff, or we're going to show a movie. We're going to show Dumb and Dumber before we start. That's what I would have to, I mean, if I had to do that, man. Ooh, wow. It's like, you guys go out, enjoy the festival, just come back in. There's the hour. There we go. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good, man. It's going to be good. So, everybody, come on out. The 26th. Doors open at 7. Free show. Get in there. What's the seating like?
500 and something odd seats. Okay. So, it has a balcony, too.
Ooh.
So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they open the balcony up.
Yeah. If you like the balcony, you better get up there. Yep.
That's right.
And so you have this one going on. And then, oh, yeah, you know, and thank you to you. You know, we have Jordan J.I. Productions is putting on Commodity Comedy. Mm-hmm. And you're helping us with that.
Yes.
And, you know, thank you for, you know, just helping out as much as you can with that. You know, mm-hmm. you, the Snag app, and Southwest Trading Company, man, just coming through and helping out with that one, because, you know, that one's the first of its kind. It's an Okmulgee at the Dome. And so, you know, we're real excited to put that on. And Jordan's been talking to me about that for a little bit after I've met her the first time, you know, and it's cool to see everything come into play and, you know, happen, like really, really happen, you know, because she's been wanting to do that and bring comedy to Okmulgee at the Dome, you know. Oh, yeah. and to see it all come through and happen, and just, you know, everybody helping out like yourself, I mean, it's really just, that's what it takes, man.
Yeah,
you know, it takes a village is what they say, right? So I mean, just that. And then, are you going to be setting up too?
Yeah. We're gonna have a vendor booth out there.
Some merch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Stickers, stuff like that.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You'll have stickers and shirts, and what else you got?
Stickers, shirts, and we'll have some candy for the kids.
Okay.
Some free candy. Usually we put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that's about. We may bring some more stuff out there, some props, stuff like that from a movie that we're working on.
Nice.
So I think she's going to start building on the creature features. So mm-hmm. we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll save that for another podcast if that's okay.
Nope, right now. No, listen to you. Spoil everything.
That's right.
The ET bit, the movie.
That's no, right.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Most definitely, we'll save that one. And then, you know, after this one, you got anything else coming up?
Yes, we're going to be returning to Tahlequah for the Qual Laughs too. I know Slade's coming back, Sandra Slade's coming back for that one. Jordan's going to come back and do that, and then we have Matt Farrell from Lawton. Mm-hmm. So he's going to come up there and rock our compression socks off. So I'm excited to work with some more talent that's outside of our area, you know, but we may do, I don't know yet. I've been asked to maybe have two nights, and yeah, on a Friday and a Saturday. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what would be really cool is if we had different comedians on Friday night, different comedians on Saturday night.
I was going to ask you, if you do that, would you make it the same lineup Friday, Saturday, or would you do like a different ones on Friday and Saturday?
I would do different ones.
Yeah.
So that everybody gets a chance to play down in Tahlequah.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, we are in talks, with, Kansas, Oklahoma, really small town, Kansas, Oklahoma, to do a show down there. Mm-hmm. Like a fundraiser. But once we get the word, I'll go ahead and launch that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And also we're doing a wrestling show hopefully soon. I'm working on that. It's going to be a Full Blood production wrestling, one-off wrestling show for the year. It's just one show, you know, but I'm pretty excited about it. I'm working with All-Star Pro Wrestling out of Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. with Brandon Barricade. So looking forward to that. That's going to be happening this year as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then filming of our first horror movie is going to start in October. So very excited about that. Mm-hmm. That's something I've been really I've been itching to finally get shooting. I had to sell my truck to get my camera for us to make movies.
Is that so what you did?
I did. I sold my truck to get it, man. Whoa. But you know something, sometimes your dreams are just bigger than just, you know, a truck. Mm-hmm. You know, so
what kind of truck?
I had a what was it? It was a Ford F-150. It was a 2000. It was an older one.
Yeah.
But that sucker ran. The air conditioner ran. Everything, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Making it happen.
Trying to, man.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Yeah. 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 I remember when I think when I got my first recorder, I was selling some stuff too. I was just like, I don't have that kind of money.
Just not yourself, right?
Yeah. 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 I can't. I don't have an OnlyFans yet. Now I can make one now.
That's right. Oh, man.
Justin.
He's giving out all the secrets.
Don't look me up. No, but yeah, I'm looking forward. I mean, your year's pretty much slated up, mm-hmm. with this and then more comedy shows and, mm-hmm. wrestling and then filming later on. So, I mean... Mm-hmm. Busy.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. Hopefully we can fit in a Red Dirt show in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We got to get on. I mean,
yeah,
we got to talk about that. But mm-hmm. yeah, I would love to do that sometime soon for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember talking about you about that too. And so, yeah, that'd be awesome to do as well. Mm-hmm. Showcase them. But yeah, man. I mean, let everybody know one last time information about the show on the 26th.
Yes, the Full Blood Productions comedy show hosted by Lenice Belcher. You got Will Buck, Israel Goldman, Keelan Bearpaw, Kels Cooper, Brent Deo, Rachel Rose, Jordan J, Brandon Killall, and Sapita Cheeks. April 26th, we start doors are open at 7, and show starts at 8 right on the dot, and we're going to 11-ish, depending on how Sapita got some. Got some laughing. Let's go a little bit longer. They'll be okay. But with this time frame, tension spans, we probably end at 11. But it's a free show, guys, at the Sooner Theater in Norman, Oklahoma. I look forward to seeing every single person out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody get there next weekend. Free show, like he said. Come meet all the comedians. Come hang out. Come laugh. Come forget about your job and all that stress, man. Forget about that and come and laugh it up and let them know where to follow you. Keep up with you.
Yeah. It is Full Blood Clothing on Facebook. We're getting ready to make change over to Full Blood Productions Facebook. We're going to have some cartoon drawings. We're going to have Kickstarters on there. We're getting ready to launch that kind of stuff, content on like, our comedy shows, stuff like that. So it's expanded past Full Blood Clothing. So I was like, let's go ahead and make a production. And we're on Instagram as well as Full Blood Clothing. So, but like I said, it will go to Full Blood Productions here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So.
And your OnlyFans?
No, my OnlyFans.
No. JM 69.
Yeah, J Macklemore 69, 68, and I owe him one.
J Mac 69.
That's a good one.
Password is 6969. Yeah. No, but man, everybody go follow him, keep up with him, come out to the show, and stay up to date with future shows, the Qual Laughs 2, the wrestling show, and maybe a Red Dirt show. Yep, Red Dirt show may be happening. So everybody keep up with all of that and follow Norman Music Festival and make sure that you check out all of their lineup starting, I think, Thursday going till Sunday. So they're going to be there all weekend. So, man, hope to see everybody over there and hang out and have a good time. And go follow Oki Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, Apple, follow on Facebook, Instagram. You can follow me, Russell Sun Eagle, on Facebook and Instagram as well. Go check out Spirit Talkers on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Spirit Talkers Podcast. We are back. I am back just in general. And did I say TikTok for Spirit Talkers? If I didn't, go check us out on TikTok. Go follow us. Get us up there. I think we're like 50,000 followers, but go check us out. Follow us. Get our numbers up. And I think that's it. Oh, Commodity Comedy, May 25th at the Okmulgee Dome, JR Productions. We putting that on. Go check that show out. Tickets are available. If you're friends with me or her on Facebook, the link is, we share the link all the time. So go get your tickets. And until, I think that's it. So until next time, everybody. Peace.